Okay. Yeah. Page 254. It's 7 Tzadi Dalad. Well, you did Vav yesterday, but maybe we'll run through it. It's a little halacha. Well, halacha about a lot of ideas. Chola, so Vav Machaber says, Chola mispal filu shochev al sido. So someone who's ill, could daven even if they're lying in bed on their side. And that's as long as they could concentrate, as long as they could have kavana and where they're davening. So we started this yesterday. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that this not only applies to someone who is ill, but also someone who's old. A person who's old and he can't stand, so he could sit. He could sit during. Now again, we're talking about Shmoneh Esrei, right? He could sit and daven. Now, as you probably figured out, if he could stand for avos, if he could stand for where we bow, that would be, you know, preferable, if he could do that. But if he can't, so he could sit. Good. Now, the Marsham brings down, in the name of the Maharam, that if who holds like Rashi, that if a person is ill, they didn't daven, just didn't daven. So again, it probably depends on what you consider ill. In other words, if you're sick enough, can't stand, right? So that's kind of sick. I mean, depending on what it is. But maybe you could concentrate. So you, again, you have to use your cup on this. The Rama says, Vimi asher lo yispalel, if he can't, second part of the halacha is if the person can't utter the words, they're, whatever reason, they can't, they're so weak they can't do that. Mikol makom yahara belibo. So think davening. Think the words. Right? You're supposed to say the words. Can't? Think it. Shnemar im levavav kamal mishkakam. Right? Like we saw that pasuk yesterday. Pasuk we say the night before we go to sleep. And kriya shma lamita. Say in your hearts on your beds. So, well, first, very interesting Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan says that normally we hold hear, hur, lav, kedibor. Thinking something is not like saying it. So when you have to say something, thinking is not good enough. It's a little different, but let's say by Sfiras HaOmer. Well, last night I thought that it was, you know, whatever day of the Omer is, but you didn't say it. So you didn't count. It doesn't help, right? So so while the son over here by someone who's ill, all of a sudden we have this halacha that if they can't say it and they think it, it's good enough. So Aruch HaShulchan gives a very interesting answer. He says, you're right. Normally we say thinking is not like speaking. But the pasuk, this pasuk that the Rama is citing, is saying that by an ill person, it's not that way. That's what the pasuk is saying. Imru bilvavkam, say in your heart, al mishkakam, when you're in bed. What, a person who's well is dominating in bed? Of course not. You know, who are we talking about? Who's thinking in their heart while they're on their bed, right? Obviously an ill person. So in other words, the pasuk is overriding the general rule. That's exactly what the pasuk is saying, the Aruch HaShulchan says. Beautiful pshat. Now, in this little halacha, there's still more.
But if a person doesn't have a siddur and he's in a hospital, then...
Yeah, but you have to... Shmoneh Esrei has to have a certain form to it, so you can't,
so
just,
you can't just
think it.
About,
yeah.
Like,
thank you, God. Maybe midoraisa, according to some, that would fulfill, but you have to know the nusach. Okay, now the big question, of course, is... okay, Chas v'Shalom, somebody's sick. So they think davening in bed. All of a sudden, they get better. Let's say, like what was going around the shul a week ago, that 12-hour flu, right? So,
24.
It depends who it was, you know. 12, 18, 24. So let's say they got the 12-hour version. So, I don't know, they got it at night. So by the time, you know, they woke up for a biological clock to come to minyan regular time, they were sick, so they couldn't daven. But an hour or so later, they felt better. So before, now again, we're not getting into the shot about somebody has a stomach virus. That's a, you know, it's a different other issues. But the question is, if the person got better, do they have to go back and daven again? Or was it good enough that they thought through davening? So the Mishnah Berurah brings this down. It happens to be a machlokas, because the Mishnah Berurah says that really, if you think davening, you're yotze b'dieved, and therefore you don't have to go back and daven again. You don't have to go back and daven again. And even if a person got better in the proper zman, in other words, like the case I just conjured up, the person was sick at 6:30, but before zman tefillah, they were feeling better. So they have to go back and daven. So the Mishnah Berurah says no. But then he says, look in the Prichadash, look in the Primogadah, and look before in Simon Samech Beis Sif Dalet. If you recall, so when we learned that, so the Mishnah Berurah, it was talking about a dirty place. If a place is not sanitary, so you can't daven there. So think davening. Oh, well, there was Tamashma. So there, the question is the same. What happens if the sanitation crew comes through and then cleans it up? And so do you have to go back and say Shema? So it's the exact same question. So over there, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's Tov. It's best to go back. See, but that over there is a little different, because over there it's Shema. Can you say Shema again? Here we're talking about Brachos, right? Here we're talking about Brachos. So, right. So that's exactly, so the Mishnah Berurah brings that down. That, again, over there we're talking about Shema. So Shema, it's pretty easy, you know, it's just one pasuk. You're supposed to say the whole thing, but it's one pasuk. Here, you got to keep concentrating during all Shemona Esrei, at least the first paragraph of it. So it's a little different. So that's the way the Mishnah Berurah comes out, that really, you don't have to go back if you thought Shemona Esrei. If you're in this situation, you don't have to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. Okay, we'll pick up about a sort of application about if you're on a plane, in a way. In an airport. We'll see if you like the application from Zion tomorrow. We'll get into bringing that a little more tomorrow. Yes, Mr. Moore.
Do we only have to say Shema Esrei if they're very sick?